الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد المصين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور، السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام، وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات، فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة، ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة، ولعن الله ابن مرجان، ولعن الله عمر بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي، لقد عظم مصابي بك، فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة، يا أبا عبد الله إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن، وإليك بموالاتك وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشياعكم، برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم وأتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بموالاتكم وموالاة وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب وبالبراءة من أشياعهم وأتباعهم، إني سلم لمن سلمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عداكم، فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبت لي عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة، وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاركم مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم، وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد، ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن يوم عاشوراء يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد بن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد الآبدين. ويوم عاشوراء يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليهم، اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعنة منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالموالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقي وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني، وابدأ به أولا، ثم العن الثانية والثالثة والرابع. اللهم العن يزيد خامسا، والعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيته. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود، وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام. صلاة.
محمد وآل محمد صلوات. بار دیگر بلندتر صلوات.
بانو کہاں تلاش کرے اب لال کو، جنگل میں مار ڈالا ہے زہرا کی آل کو. بانو کہاں تلاش شبیر لا رہے ہیں میدان سے دیکھیے شبیر لا رہے ہیں میدان سے دیکھیے اپنے ضعیف کاندھوں پہ اٹھارہ سال کو بانو کہاں تلاش ایسا تو ظلم و جور کسی پر ہوا نہیں برباد جس طرح کیا زہرا کی آل کو لیلا دعائیں کرتی رہی باد کربلا لیلا دعائیں کرتی رہی باد کربلا یا رب جدا نہ کرنا کسی ماں سے لال کو بانو کہاں تلاش
صلوات بر محمد وعلی محمد
Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. We are broadcasting the speech every night on 90.5 FM. If you would like to listen to the speech in your car, please tune your radio to 90.5 FM to listen in. If you would like to sit on the ground in front of the member during the speech, please respect social distancing and sit on the X's marked in blue on the ground. If you would like to help us in our planning for the afternoon of Ashura, we would like to request any of our attendees who own a tent to please let the volunteers know if they do so, and also of the size and type of tent that you own. If you could bring it to the program by tomorrow for Walaya to borrow, we would greatly appreciate it. Parents with young children, we will be handing out activity kits before the speech every day to help keep your young ones. Occupied during the speech. Please let our volunteers know how many small children you have and bring the colored pencils to reuse every night at Al-Walaya. As you trial this new format of drive-in programs this year, we ask you all to please abide by the following guidelines so we can all keep each other safe during these uncertain times. If you need to leave your car, please observe 6 feet physical distance and wear a face mask. If you would like to come outside your car for Latmiya, please spread out as much as possible and stand on the X's marked on the ground in order to maintain social distance. Please do not bring any food items for distribution from home. Package the buttock and drinks will be provided at the center on your way out after the program, following all health guidelines. To keep our volunteers safe, please keep your mask on when picking up the buttock. If you would like to sponsor a program, please speak to a volunteer. Please do not litter the parking lot. Use the trash bins placed at the entrance, and the indoor facility will be limited to bathroom use only on an individual basis. We also have a sanitizing station by the entrance for your convenience. Lastly, please follow all volunteer instructions. These are unique times and we appreciate your patience with these guidelines. And as a reminder, if you'd like to sign up for our mailing list, please give your email address to a volunteer. Please recite a Fatiha for the Shuhada of Islam, the marhumin named on our memorial plaque, and for all marhumin. With that, I would like to welcome Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Hamza Saudagar to deliver his message. Salawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and return of our Imam, thus we say the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. For his health and well-being, let's recite the second one louder. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Let's recite the third one so that inshallah each and every one of us becomes a true and close companion of Imam al-Hujja عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. One of the areas in which we need to remember Abu Abdullah al-Hussein in Karbala, in the movement of Ashura, in order that we move in line with that movement today, the remembrance of it is a remembrance that causes us to be on the path of Karbala today, is to remember the sacrifice in Karbala. Although we do remember the sacrifice, obviously when we remember each of the companions of the Imam in Karbala and we cry for them, we shed tears for them, when we remember the Ahlul Bayt of the Imam, Ali al-Akbar, Ali al-Asghar, Qasim ibn al-Hasan, Abdullah ibn al-Hasan, when we remember the Imam himself, when we remember the Lady Zainab and what they went through and the sacrifices they made, we are remembering their sacrifice. What I mean by remembering those sacrifices, again, is remembering them in a way that will cause us to be on that path of Karbala. When we cry for Abu Abdullah,
When we cry for Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, when we cry for the Ahlul Bayt, we are remembering a sacrifice. But are we looking at it from the perspective of a sacrifice? Upholding it as a sacrifice? Commemorating it as a sacrifice? A sacrifice means someone giving something up. If we commemorate it as a sacrifice, if we look up to it as a sacrifice, if when remembering it and crying for the Imam, we see it not simply as someone being hurt, but seeing it as Hussein ibn Ali, as Ali ibn al-Hussein, as Qasim ibn al-Hassan, as Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, sacrificing that, going there, knowing that this is happening, them giving their lives and their belongings in the way of Allah. If we do that, and we see it as a sacrifice, and we look up to it as a sacrifice, the natural effect of it is going to be that we will revere, we will value sacrifice. We will see sacrificing in the way of Allah to be a good deed. We will see a person that's willing to sacrifice for Allah as someone who's better than the one who doesn't want to sacrifice in the way of Allah. And we will want to sacrifice in the way of Allah. And this is needed. This is needed to be on the path of Karbala. If we're not wanting to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desire to sacrifice, look for an opportunity to sacrifice. If we're not like that, we're not going to be on the path of Karbala. We can't be on the path of Karbala. Because the path of Karbala is sacrifice. It's standing against the Tawhut. It's standing against the enemies of Allah. It's being harsh. It's all the other things that were mentioned. But all of that with the want and desire to sacrifice in the way of Allah in objecting the Tawhut. If we don't want that, we can't even do the previous. We can't stand up against the Tawhut. If we don't want to sacrifice, we can't stand up against the Saddams. We can't stand up against Daesh. We can't stand up against the Zionist regime. We cannot stand up against the supporters of the Zionist regime. Because all that's required to prevent us, to stop us, to keep us from being harsh against them is fear of loss, fear of losing something. We should not simply not fear losing things. That's not enough. That's not the path of Karbala. They were fearless. On top of being fearless, they had a desire to sacrifice. Not a desire to sacrifice pennies, to give a few bucks here, a few bucks there. The desire to sacrifice everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah. The desire for that, the want, looking for an opportunity. This is much needed. Say salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum wa ahlika adu'ahum. Allah'a emanet olun.
They wanted to sacrifice. Look at their conversations. On the night of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn told the companions to leave in the darkness of the night. The lights have been turned off as well. Leave. From what I can recall, it was Zuhair that gave this talk to the Imam. He said, Ya Abu Abdullah, if they kill us and they burn our bodies and throw our ashes in the air and we are resurrected and we go through that process again and again and again, 70 times, we will not give up. What does this mean? He wants this. When Imam al-Husayn that night told them that tomorrow there's nothing but death, what did they do until morning time? You picture yourself. I picture myself, and I'm ashamed to say what I... If I know that I'm going to be killed tomorrow, they're going to come pick me up and go hang me somewhere or shoot me somewhere tomorrow. If I have that knowledge, I'll be going crazy until tomorrow. I'll probably die of a heart attack or a stroke or maybe even commit suicide. Al-ayadu billah. Depressed. Anyone, I mean, that's the thing, right? People find out they're diagnosed with cancer. What's the common thing? Like, give them emotional support, you know. Why people get depressed. Why? Because they know 6 months down the line, a year, they're told. And I'm told that's not very accurate, but that's what physicians tend to tell their patients or their relatives, that you have 6 months, you have a year, you have this long. What happens? People get depressed. Mu'mineen get depressed. Well, this person, if they're told tomorrow they're going to get killed, what are we going to do? We're going to kill ourselves before they kill us. We hear that they may shut our center down, we panic. We hear they may come and shut our business down, we panic. We hear they may do something, we begin to panic. What did the Ashab of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn do when they were told that there's no escape? Tomorrow anyone who stays will die. There's a difference between that and going to the battle in the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, the battle of Hunain, the battle of Ahzab even. They were outnumbered in most of those wars as well. But they were going into that war, maybe, you know, of course different companions were different there, but in terms of the possibility of death, this is what I'm talking about. They're not going into that knowing that they will die. They're not 100% sure. Even those who wish to... Imam al-Husayn tells them, there is no... Anyone who stays will die. What is their approach towards this? Happiness. Joy. Celebration. Celebration. We need this today, brothers and sisters, if we want to be on the path of Karbala. This is one of the very important determining factors as to whether or not we are on the path of Karbala. We need to constantly test ourselves. And not be optimistic about that in our minds. We may test ourselves in our thoughts and think, yeah, we'll do that. Don't be too optimistic. We need to see our deficiencies, our shortcomings in that, and try to overcome them.
those today who have this are on the path of Karbala. We have believers that have this quality today. We have people that desire that sacrifice. They have listened to the same latmiya that I did, the same noha that I did, the same masa'ib that I did. They cried, I cried perhaps. They beat their chest, I beat my chest. But the way that affected them, the way it affected their hearts, the way they desired shahada, they wanted to sacrifice, it caused them to be worthy of it. Allah gave them that blessing of martyrdom. In this way, meaning similar to those who were in Karbala, there was a shaheed, we went to his house, an Arab brother in Khuzestan, southwest of Iran. His family, of course, he was a shaheed, a great brother. I didn't know him before that. And I just know he's a shaheed and I respected him for that. Then they talked about the trips he had to Syria. He was one of those that went out to Syria from Iran to fight Daesh. And they sacrificed their lives over there for Islam, for the cause, for the lady Zainab. If Zainab didn't have protectors in Karbala, now there's plenty of these brothers and sisters were defending the haram of Sayyida Zainab salamullahi alayha. Went over there amongst others. Iraqis went, Afghans went, Pakistanis went, Lebanese went, Syrians went, loads of people, different backgrounds. The same way that the mal'uneen that were gathered as Daesh were from various backgrounds, the ones that went and defended the shrine of Sayyida Zainab and Islam, that was a symbol. The family said, it's clear the last time he... Well, actually, I'm not sure if the family said that. Let me tell you, this is my analysis. They said this is how he went. He would usually take two suitcases. He would go and stay for a couple of months. He would take two suitcases with himself. And he would say goodbye to everyone, see everyone, hug, kiss his children, his wife, and bid them all farewell and leave. He said the last time he wanted to go, he took a small bag. He knew there was no return this time. He was told. He was told. He knew. He didn't want to see one of his children, the youngest. He said, don't wake him up. This is it. This is the last time. We went to the house of another shaheed in Iraq. One of those who fought Daesh in Iraq, in Kufa. We visited a few families. I've said this story before. These are things to see today. It's doable. If I don't have this, it doesn't mean it belongs to history. There are those who are doing this right now. One of the brothers that was with us, and he was from here, from the Los Angeles area, from Southern California. Inshallah, Allah help him in the good that he's doing. He asked, this was the common question he would always ask. He was always interested in this. Can you tell us about the last time he went? And so we're talking to the family. Other questions were asked. The wife was explaining. The children were silent. They were quiet. And when he asked about the last time, the wife burst into tears. She couldn't speak. She began to speak, she couldn't. Then the shaheed's daughter, who was about 17 or so years of age, she began to explain. And she said, the last time that my father wanted to go, he never said this. This time he said, what if I don't return?
She said, we told him, no, inshallah, you'll come back, this, that, the other. You need to come back. We need you all. Then he said, but Imam al-Hussein didn't come back. She said, once he said that, then we all said, you're right. Then inshallah, whatever Allah wants. This last time he wanted to go, he said, he knows he's going for no return. He's been told. The people who follow Karbala, they listen to these stories of Karbala. They listen to the night of Ashura. They listen to what the companions of Imam al-Hussein did and said during Ashura, the night of Ashura. They read the ziyarah. They say, Ya laytana kunna ma'akum fanafuza ma'akum fawzan azima. The way they mean it, the way they take it, the way they feel it, is different than the way the likes of me. We need to change that, brothers and sisters. Don't look at Karbala and Imam al-Hussein, and when you cry on him, about him and what happened to him, as someone who was treated in this way, although that aspect is there, but look at him as someone who chose this sacrifice. He wanted to sacrifice. And then if we start desiring sacrifice, we're looking for an opportunity to sacrifice. We ask Allah to give us an opportunity to give our lives for Islam, for His path, for Imam al-Hujjah, for Imam al-Hussein. If we want that and we ask Allah and we plead, and we cry. These great shuhada are all like that. The stories will come out. You will hear this about Haj Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. You will hear this about, and we saw this, Haj Qasim Sulaimani. He always cried, begging for shahada and martyrdom. Begging. Saying, oh Allah, you granted our friends that. We're left behind. We weren't worthy. The leader makes this dua. There's a number of clips, find them online. Look at the way he feels about those who were able to sacrifice their lives for Allah. And he being there, he was on the front lines in the battle against Saddam, the world really, the superpowers, the East and the West, supplying Saddam with everything. He was there, he was in the front lines as well. He wasn't martyred, there they were. The way he feels about that, the way he prays and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need this. If those in Kufa, like Sulaiman ibn Surad or others, he's the known figure, but there's plenty of others. If they were looking for an opportunity to sacrifice, they wouldn't think twice. Same way, Habib ibn Madahir, this great man, this Shaykh of Kufa, this old man from Kufa. This old man, what can I say about him? He always... I'm amazed at this personality. So many didn't come. Habib comes. With what type of character? Desire for sacrifice. The want for sacrifice. Companions of our 12th Imam are going to be people who are past that. They want to sacrifice their lives, their families, whatever they have for Islam. The way we remember Karbala and Ashura and Imam al-Hussein has got to be in a way that has this effect on us, brothers and sisters. If it doesn't, then we're not remembering Imam al-Hussein the way he was. We're not remembering Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. We say Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas kept coming. This is, don't you always hear this? Don't we always hear this? He kept coming. He said, "Ya Abu Abdullah, this is really getting to me. I want to go out there too." Why? Because he wants to kill a few folks. He wants to sacrifice. He wants that opportunity. Inshallah, we get to remember Abu Abdullah al-Hussein in that way, and inshallah, we get to receive the intercession of the Ashab of Imam al-Hussein. I think there's a reason we say to the Ashab, "Ya laytana kunna ma'akum." It's a form of seeking shafa'a, intercession. I speak for myself. I think I'm so distant that I need to ask the Ashab, please speak to our Mawla, speak to Imam al-Hussein. You ask him, I'm not worthy, I know he knows me better than myself. And I know every time I think of this sacrifice, anytime a situation arises that there's a threat, a partial threat, we haven't really dealt with real threats. None of us have. Something that is a tiny little threat that we think that maybe there's a loss of something, I start getting anxiety, panicking. I don't want to lose that. I see him, I'm so far. Imam al-Hussein knows me. I see that perhaps I can ask the Ashab of Imam al-Hussein to speak to Imam al-Hussein, to take my hand, to give me this love for sacrifice, the want and desire to sacrifice, so that inshallah I will be one of those who follows the path of Karbala inshallah. Sallallahu alayk, Ya Abu Abdullah. Let's take our hearts to Karbala. We're gradually approaching Ashura. There's only a few more nights left. Try to picture and imagine the family of Imam al-Hussein. Is it getting close to the day that water is being cut off from them and they will have to fight to get water? صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا مظلوم أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved Imam al-Hussein. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved oppressed Imam. The Imam was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst.
روحي فداك يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله. I wish I was there in Karbala. I wish I was your shield in Karbala. I wish I was water to come to your children in Karbala. I wish I was there the moment they had all encircled you, cheering and throwing stones. Whoever had something sharp that they could get to you, I wish I was there so I could throw my body over you. The stones and the swords and the spears and the arrows would pierce through me, Ya Abu Abdullah. Ya Hussein, what good companions you had in Karbala. No wonder you said to them, I know no better companions than you. Habib, this old man tried everything to get some of the Kufans who knew him to join Imam al-Husayn, or to at least abandon the battlefield and not fight him. Whatever he could do, he presented. When the time came to fight for Hussein, although he's older, like a lion he went to the battlefield and fought the enemy. روحي فداك يا حبيب بن مظاهر. طبت وطابت الأرض التي فيها دفنت يا حبيب. There's an account that says when Habib fell to the ground, he had a close friend there. He had a close friend who was also a companion of Imam al-Husayn. When he fell, his friend and Imam al-Husayn came to him. Habib was on the ground. His friend told him, if I knew that I would live through this, I would ask you, what's your wasiyah, old friend? What's your will? What do you want me to do in regards to your family members, to your belongings? If there's Hajj or Umrah or a ziyara you would want me to do, I would do. But what can I do? I know I won't go through this alive. Habib, in his last moments and words, he put all his strength in these few words. He pointed towards Imam al-Husayn. He said, عَلَيْكَ بِهَذَا الرَّجُولِ. My wasiyah to you is to protect this man. of his own life, no other thoughts. The only thought he has is, I can no longer defend Hussein. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون يا حسين.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Jaane wale Karbala ke, Karbala le chal mujhe, Rauza-e Shabbir par dunga duale. چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جس جگہ سید میرا پیاسا رہا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے ہیں جہاں گنجے شہیداں ہیں جہاں نہر فرات ہے جہاں گنجے شہیداں ہیں جہاں نہر فرات جس جگہ سید میرا پیاسا رہا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جس جگہ جاگی تھی قسمت ہر کی وہ دیکھوں گا میں جس جگہ جاگی تھی قسمت ہر کی وہ دیکھوں گا میں آسیوں ہر کیسے ہوتی اے عطا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جس جگہ عباس کے بازو قلم ہو کر گرے جس جگہ عباس کے بازو قلم ہو کر گرے اس جگہ میں بھی کروں ماتم ذرا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے دل الجھ کر آ گیا بر چھیپے اکبر کا جہاں دل الجھ کر آ گیا بر چھیپے اکبر کا جہاں دل وہاں میں بھی کروں اپنا فدا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جل گئے شام غریباں میں جہاں خیمے تمام جل گئے شام غریباں میں جہاں خیمے تمام جس جگہ ننا سا ایک جھولا جلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے جانے والے کربلا کے کربلا لے چل مجھے روضہ شبیر پر دوں گا دعا لے چل مجھے آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں میرے لاڈلے کہاں ہو میرے لاڈلے کہاں ہو سینے تمہیں لگاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں بیٹا تمہارا قاتل میرے سامنے کھڑا ہے جانے کیوں ہنس رہا ہے چادر بھی لٹ چکی ہے منہ کس طرح چھپاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں تیرے جھولے کو سکینہ رو رو کے چومتی ہے تجھے گھر میں ڈھونڈتی ہے تیری موت کی خبر میں کیسے اسے سناؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں میری جان جا رہی ہے یہ سوچ سوچ اصغر اس پھول سے گلے پر یہ تیر کیسے جھیلا بہنوں کو کیا بتاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں نیزے سے گر رہا ہے ننا سا سر تمہارا دل روتا ہے ہمارا میرے ہاتھ تو بندھے ہیں سر کس طرح اٹھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں جب رات ہوگی رن میں ہو جائے گا اندھیرا ڈرنا نہیں ہے بیٹا دادی کہیں گی تم سے آ میں تجھے تجھے سناؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں تم رات کو ہمیشہ سنتے تھے ماں سے لوری اب نیند آتی ہوگی پھر گود میں لٹا کر ناد علی سناؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں میدان میں جا کے جرات بھی ایسی تم دکھانا غازی نظر آنا تو پیاس میں ہے پر میں پانی کے در سے لاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں آ جاؤ چاند میرے تیری پیاس میں بجھاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں میرے لاڈلے کہاں ہو میرے لاڈلے کہاں ہو سینے تمہیں لگاؤں اصغر میں تیری ماں ہوں یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین
متقابعة بضيمي الأيام محتارة وتتعثر بالهم تشكي لعباسي الآلام صاحت وينك يا أبو الغيرة بوجودك تقبلني نظام هذا المايل يجري تشوفه من عتنا نشرب الظلام اقصد ليها اقصد ليها جريت سيفك واقصد ليها انت ابني الكرار اخبرها وبيوم الخندق ذكرها انت ابني الكرار اخبرها وبيوم الخندق ذكرها قوم ورويها قوم ورويها هاي اطفالك قوم ورويها قوم ورويها قوم ورويها هاي اطفالك قوم ورويها انا اختك يا اخويا وتدري جيت من الموطن بحماك ليلي نهاري تباري الضعني ما ساعة الغمضة عيناك ما واحد يقدر يهضمني ما طول السيف بيمناك جيتك يا عباسي بطلبة ما ظني تريدني وحاشاك يا واليها يا واليها سر قلبي اختك يا واليها يا واليها يا واليها سر قلبي اختك يا واليها تشكي لك واسمع شكوتها سهلة وما تصعب طلبتها قوم ورويها قوم ورويها هاي أطفالك قوم ورويها بعيونك تنظر للحالة وتشوف الأطفال يتلوع محتارش أنطيها وتسكت ما ظلت بعيوني دموع هذا الماي الفايض يجري وعلينا محرم ممنوع هاي الما تعرف تتعذر قومي افتح دربي المقطوع لا تنطيها لا تنطيها فرصة رحمة لا تنطيها لا تنطيها لا تنطيها فرصة رحمة لا تنطيها والروس البعد غيرتها احصدها وحلت ساعتها قوم ورويها قوم ورويها هاي اطفالك قوم ورويها اطفالي وتصرخ عطشانا تتعاتب يا اخويا وياي نارين يلتهبن بضلوعي ناري حشاها وناري حشاي يا خيمة اللي أوصل يمها كلها تصيح الماي الماي كلها تصيح الماي الماي يلجودك طوفاني بفضلة يلطبعك نشمي وفاي ما ناسيها ما ناسيها أدري عهودك ما ناسيها ما ناسيها ما ناسيها أدري عهودك ما ناسيها قوم ورويها قوم ورويها هاي أطفالك قوم ورويها أحسنتم أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد
يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين بازار میں جانا اے غیرت مریم تیرا 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 بازار میں جانا نہ بھول سکے گا اس تاحشر زمانہ نہ بھول سکے گا اس تاشر زمانہ، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار، غیرت مریم تیرا بازار، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار جانا، جس در پہ سلامی دیا کرتے تھے پیغمبر، جس در پہ سلامی دیا کرتے تھے پیغمبر، رک جاؤ مسلمان نو وہی گھر نہ جلانا، رک جاؤ مسلمان نو وہی گھر نہ جلانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار، اے غیرت مریم تو جو تر زہرا ہے نواسی ہے نبی کی، تو جو تر زہرا ہے نواسی ہے نبی کی، تو جو تر زہرا ہے نواسی ہے نبی کی، دربار میں سرنا گے تیرا خطبہ سنانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار جانا، اے غیرت مریم جزاک اللہ مومنین، سب مل کے جواب دیں، تیرا بازار، الوداع شعر ہے، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار، اٹھتی نہیں بابا سے تیری لاش علی اکبر، اٹھتی نہیں بابا سے تیری لاش علی اکبر، اٹھتی نہیں بابا سے تیری لاش علی اکبر، تھا تو نے تو بیٹا میری میت کو اٹھانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین،